listener-supported public radio for Middle Tennessee. 89.5 WMOT. Murfreesboro, Nashville.
Hello, everyone. Webb Wilder, Last of the Full-Grown Men, here at Riverside Revival for WMOT Roots Radio. And we're so happy to be here today, as it is National Public Radio Music Day, which we deliberately tied in with our fall fun drive. We are listener-powered, and we're asking for your support. And we think that maybe perhaps by having it the same week as National Public Radio Music Day, it helps further illustrate how we incorporate the artists, the music, the community, both geographical and metaphysical. I say that because now we have these beautiful actual studios at Riverside Revival in East Nashville. So it's really cool. We're asking that you go to WMOT.org and click the donate button or dial 615-898-2800. Now, having said all that, because we want to and we're thrilled to have her anytime, and because it's National Public Radio Music Day, I'm here with the great artist, Rosie Flores.
Hey, how's it going, Webb Wilder? My favorite DJ, y'all.
Oh, man, that's so nice of you to say. It's been a while.
We've been on the air back and forth for years together.
Yeah, back in the satellite radio days for me at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you'll be there.
I will be there on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday.
2:30 to 4.
In the big room, the CMA Theater.
Is that right?
It's very nice.
Oh, I'm excited.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's going to be a little bit of a story about my life and a lot of pictures. They had me send like 50, 60 pictures.
Gosh.
Of, you know, different phases of my life and my youth. And so I guess I'm just going to kind of tell my story of, you know, how long I've been doing this and how I got to where I am now, which was I just won an NEA award.
Congratulations. And, yes, folks, what that means is she's a National Heritage Fellow for 2024.
Thank you. Yes, it's pretty exciting.
A cultural distinction.
Still on cloud nine.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your life story, we'll get into a lot of that. Not that we're going to get into minutiae about, you know, the bearskin rug when you're two photographs or anything like that. But, you
wish.
Know, you began life in San Antonio and at 11 moved to L.A.
That's right.
And in the course of your subsequent life, you've lived in Austin and Nashville, and now you're back in Austin, have been for quite a while.
Now, can I make one correction?
Mm-hmm.
And I love L.A. and I really...
Oh, San Diego.
But it was... My dad did work at the post office in San Diego.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I could get my rock and roll shoes and my driving on, then I moved to L.A.
Yeah, and played the Troubadour and the Palomino, and wow.
Yeah.
So cool.
I played a bunch of cool venues and kind of got my start there and met all kinds of great other artists that helped me, people like John Prine and Emmy Lou Harris, Al Bonetta, Elvin Bishop. I got really lucky meeting other artists that would see me play or open for them, and then they all wanted to help me.
And that was in the days when really the embryonic days of the scene with the Blasters and X and Dwight and Jim Lauderdale and you and all you folks were out there. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was fun days.
And now you're represented in the Western Edge exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
That's
along
right.
with those folks.
Yeah, I'm really proud to be in there.
I would be, too. We're proud of you for being in there.
I finally made it into the Country Music Hall of Fame, you know.
Recognition is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And, you know, people, friends will constantly be sending me texts with their pictures standing next to my window. And
oh,
like,
great.
We're here. We're so proud of you. And it's a kind of a fun thing.
Legitimization.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
So, you know, as an artist, what I've experienced is that, you know, anywhere you go, they want to know if you have new music. Do you have new music? You don't have to.
I do, sweetheart. I have a new album in the works, which has new music on it and some covers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did Susanna Clarke's I'll Be Your San Antonio Rose.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
But I did it in a waltz instead of a two-beat. And then I've written some new songs, and the last four were produced by Ed Stasium, wonderful producer who worked with the Ramones, and I'm really crazy about those songs.
That's exciting. So so you're in the midst of recording the new album now, really?
We're just getting ready to master.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, you're almost there, yeah.
We're almost there, yeah. We're looking for the right label, and we're talking to some people, and hope to get that out early in the year. And I've also, a lot of people don't know about this unless you live in Austin, I have a jazz group called the Blue Moon Jazz Quartet.
Yes, oh, you and have you're a doing four dates in November.
Yeah, we
play above the Continental Club, is that where it is?
Well, it's kind of over a bit above the it's upstairs of the Continental Club, but it's actually another room over.
Okay, what, next door.
Yeah, so in between the door, the Continental Club's a tattoo parlor, and then on the corner, you go up the stairs, and it's the Continental Gallery.
And your main role is, you're known as Chick with a Pick because you're quite a guitarist, and you always sing, but your main role in that is as vocalist, right?
Just vocalist, because I don't know how to play jazz guitar.
Some of your earliest influences are Peggy Lee and Julie London and folks like that?
Ella Fitzgerald. And, well, I grew up in that era where my parents were listening to all that stuff.
Sure.
You know, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr. You know, that's what was on the TV when I was a little girl, the black and white TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all those jazz singers singing the American Songbook, you know, really. And so that was the first music I fell in love with. And when I was 7 years old, my dad brought the tape recorder out on the living room table or the kitchen table, wherever he could set it up, and started recording us. And we would get the hit parade, and the lyrics would be in front of us, and he'd go, okay, one, two, three, go.
Recording at an early age.
Recording a cappella. No background.
Great.
Guitars or anything.
Is there a recording project tied to the Blue Moon Jazz Quartet or just the live dates?
Yep, we're in mastering mode on that one, too.
Oh, two in the works.
Yeah, we have two in the works.
You are multi-genre, and we already knew that, of course. Folks, I'm here with the great Rosie Flores at Riverside Revival at the new Digs, our satellite studio for WMOT Roots Radio. I am Webb Wilder, and of course, we're in the midst of our fall fun drive. We're asking that you, in order to keep the music you love playing, and to keep artists like Rosie helping us out and coming by here and putting on these special events, what more appropriate day could there be than National Public Radio Music Day to bring all these points up and ask you to go to WMOT.org and click the donate button. No donation is too small. There are many different incentive levels. You could receive goods back as a special thank you, or you could certainly dial 615-898-2800. Now, when you go to WMOT.org, the membership page is under the heading of support, and that is WMOT.org, and again, that number is 615-898-2800. Rosie, will you play a song for us? Tell us what it is first, though.
I thought I would do this, one of the songs that's on the new album, a song I wrote called Just Another Fool.
Great.
Get the feeling that you're far away. When I finally talk to you, baby, I don't know what I'm gonna say. Well, you could have stayed. I'll wait all night for you. I want everything to be right for me and you. Stories that you found with someone new. I had to take what they were saying and put my faith in you. And I won't ask questions to tell me what rings true. Oh, I want everything to be right for me and you. I don't know what I'll do without you here by me. Say it isn't true. Say it isn't true that the woman singing this song is just another fool. Ooh. Oh, yeah. hear stories that you found someone new. I had to take what they were saying and put my faith in you. And I won't ask questions, just tell me what rings true. Oh, I want everything to be right for me and you.
Great. That's Rosie Flores here with me, Webb Wilder, at Riverside Revival in Nashville, Tennessee, in the WMOT new satellite studios in East Nashville. And of course, that's one of the songs from one of her two forthcoming albums.
And I have to admit that I messed up the second verse, but that's okay. You can hear it better on the record.
No, I get it. A great artist flawed.
Yeah, it's an artist flaw.
And lest I forget, you know, we are in the midst. In the midst seems to be the cliche I get back to. We're doing, bringing you, having our fall fun drive. And we're
Yay.
Asking people to help us because we're listener supported.
Please,
bringing
yes.
you music like the great Rosie Flores, who's with me today. You can go to WMOT.org and click the donate button. You can dial 615-898-2800. That's 615-898-2800. You know, Rosie.
Yeah.
I have benefited from the rare, wonderful stations and channels in public radio and in Americana radio. What is your experience and how has that helped you?
Well, I've probably gotten more airplay on NPR than regular radio.
Sure.
And certainly satellite radio, Sirius radio. It's all been really great for me. I've always been kind of on the edge. You know, I haven't been mainstream my whole life. I've always been on the western edge, I guess. It's a good title for that. And I've just appreciated a lot of NPR. I listen to podcasts. I watch NPR television more than any other channel. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of into it. I'm an NPR girl.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is about, I can totally relate to not fitting into this category or that, or wanting to. You don't want to because you want to incorporate all these different influences from what I gather.
Well, I want to fit into everything that'll take me.
Mm-hmm. Your own way, on your own terms.
I just want to do what I love. I just want to sing what I love singing and hope that somebody will find a niche for me and a little place. It seems to be working out that way so far. Rather than trying to change my music to fit into something else, I just do what comes from the heart and what feels, you know, right for me. And kind of like the way Buddy Holly did when he was coming out.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that movie where they were trying to change him. And I had a little bit of that kind of experience when I came to Nashville where, you know, they wanted me to record other kind of songs. And I'm like, yeah, but I want to record songs that I wrote and play guitar on my songs, and that's what I do best, you know. And so, I don't know, I'm just doing what I love. You know why?
Because
it makes me happy.
Well, there you go, and it makes us happy because that's the kind of artists we bring you. A lot of variety in the artists we bring our listeners, but, you know, they all mm-hmm. have integrity, and they're all incorporating some sort of combination of roots influences, or even if it's one, but usually it's more than one. And of course, that was what was great about a singer, songwriter, combo leader like Buddy Holly. We could talk all day about Buddy Holly. And how old was he when he checked out? 23? Unbelievable.
I mean, that was a very sad day.
The day the music died. It's phenomenal how much music he left us.
I know.
So speaking of Texas, you know, you started life in Texas. Mm-hmm. You went elsewhere, but you came back to Texas. You've got a soft spot for Texas. It's home.
I do have a soft spot. I have a lot of relatives there in San Antonio still. A lot of them came to Washington to see me get the NEA Award.
Fantastic.
My dad moved us to San Diego. So that immediate family is in San Diego still. Mm-hmm. So I've got both places. I have a couple cousins live in Austin. So I do have family in that town for me.
Yeah.
And I've got tons of friends here in Nashville, too.
I know you do.
Because I lived here for 7 years.
Yeah.
So I made a lot of dear friends. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to come back here to say hello. And because I miss my friends. You know, it's a good place to be. And there's great music. And I'm going to be performing tomorrow at the Eastside Bowl in the 58 room. And
oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be tomorrow. And
I just saw Kevin Gordon there.
Yeah, I was hanging out with Kevin Gordon a little bit and got to play the Bluebird. I hadn't been there for a zillion years. And my picture's still on the wall with Steve Earle, man.
Hey.
That's been up there since 86.
That's great. The Bluebird is hanging on. You know, it's a little tiny original sort of neighborhood structure amidst all this change.
All these tall buildings.
But thank God the Nashville TV show made Bluebird such a star. Tourists flock there to see the actual club, which keeps it going for the rest of us. So it's fantastic. You know?
And how about A Thing Called Love with River Phoenix?
I was in that movie.
I was too, and I know you were.
Yeah.
I got to be in the round on that movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was the hotel desk clerk in
that's
that
right.
Yeah.
You were great in that.
Yeah. And you know, my song didn't make it to the soundtrack, which was one of the little hints that the music business is not quite kosher.
Yeah.
If you have a song in the movie, they do a soundtrack of the movie and your song's not on it, huh? It can happen.
Yep. Yeah.
Speaking of songs, The Troubadour, that fascinates me that when you made the pilgrimage early on from San Diego to L.A., I mean, like the Bluebird, The Troubadour is mythical. You know, you have what was the penny whistle thing with Glenn Frey and J.D. Souther or somebody, the pre-Eagles thing?
The penny whistle band, yeah.
Yeah, and
that was
all those embryonic
there,
things with country rock and all.
They all those guys were hanging out in what do you call it? Laurel Canyon,
right?
You know the canyon, you know Echo in the Canyon and all that, Topanga and all that. And they were up there. Jackson Browne was writing songs, and I think he lived underneath Glenn Frey, and he was writing really cool songs that became million sellers later.
Oh, I know.
And I was just a kid playing in a bar in San Diego called Rosie and the Screamers.
Great.
And all of a sudden I said, I'm going to move to L.A. and, you know, try and hang out with real songwriters out there and try to start writing. And I never moved to the canyon, but I lived just at the bottom of it in Studio City in North Hollywood and places like that. And
Palomino Club in North Hollywood.
Started hanging out there. But before that, I really just was hanging out at the Troubadour on Monday night. It was called Hoot Night. And people like Jack Temption, who wrote Peaceful, Easy Feeling and Already Gone, were kind of turned me on to how to get in there. And so I would just go down there and play songs and sign up and then go to Dan Tana's next door and eat Italian food.
Killer. So killer.
And just split food with my friend because we couldn't afford to get a whole meal each.
Yeah.
I loved it, you know. So, the Troubadour, after I got signed to Warner Brothers Reprise in Nashville, then I got to start headlining the Troubadour. So that was extra cool. Yeah.
Man, Yeah, that's great. And of course, Warner Reprise was always, they put out those sampler records in the 70s that turned everybody onto their eclectic roster. Double albums, you know, for cheap that you could hear the Faces and Jethro Tull and GTOs and Van Morrison on one record.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know
about that. One was called
Big
Ball and the other was called Record Show. I'm Webb Wilder. I'm here at Riverside Revival in East Nashville, Rosie Flores, on National Public Radio Music Day. What a great day to have artists in the studio with us and to celebrate them. Craig Havighurst was on the air earlier today with Brenna McMillan, and of course Anna Lee was on with refresh my memory,
Andrew Leahy,
of course, earlier in
great
the day.
Guitar player.
And I was seeing his face, but his name wasn't coming across my mental screen. So, and we are timing it with our fall fun drive, and of course that's what it takes to keep live presentations like this one, like Finally Friday Live, which we do at Third and Lindsley every week, wired in our monthly concert series and our annual festival, Roots on the Rivers, at the historic Two Rivers Mansion, not to mention our specialty programs and all the music we bring you. It equals the music you love to keep it playing. We're asking for donations at WMOT.org, and the old donate button there can be found under the support heading. Our membership page will make itself known to you when you click that. And we have a phone number. Lovely folks on the other end of the line, 615-898-2800. Rosie, what you going to do for us now?
I think I'll play another song I wrote. And, you know, because this is October 23rd, about 10 days from now or less, it's going to be Halloween.
Yep.
So I'm going to do this Halloween song that I wrote. It's on the new record.
Fantastic.
And I wrote this a while ago. And it's been in my little vault, my little songwriting vault, for a while. And I pulled it out. I played it for the guys, and they just loved it. My band's called The Talisman, and we've been recording since 2020. And so, yeah, we did this song. But there are some people in the studio. There's a few people that might want to help me out with a little howling, because we need some howling to make this song a little more scary. It's called Dracula's Haunt. In the night, when the moon is full and everything is bright, like the power of the wind in a hurricane flight, there's no doubt about his destination now. He comes to you with fire in his eyes. He gives you life and he gives you his surprise. Tonight, 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 Count Dracula, friend of the devil, waiting for you, close your eyes. In the darkness of his house, you'll see him rise. For the bite of lust, he's flying in disguise. Christianity is the enemy he fears. Hide your crucifix. Take that mirror out of here. Tonight, 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 tonight. Come on, Webb, howl for me. Well, if you should decide you want to be a vampire too, Transylvania is the place he sends you to. For the transformation blood will give to you, but you'll never see the sunlight in your eyes. The spooky night is the only time you'll rise. The night, the night, the night. Count Dracula, Count Dracula.
The strains of an ode
Thank
to the
you.
Transylvanian icon, Count Dracula.
Dracula.
With Rosie Flores here at Riverside Revival for WMOT Roots Radio on National Public Radio Music Day, while we conduct our Fall Fun Drive. 615-898-2800 for your donations or WMOT.org and click the donate button.
It's a cute little button. Click it.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not good at asking people for money, but we sure do need it. We mean it when we say we're listener powered. You know, 60% of our budget, and I'm sure there are other folks like us out there in the wide world, comes from folks, generous people who appreciate what we do.
That is what keeps us going, keeps everybody going on public radio, and I'm a supporter myself, and it makes me feel good to know that I am.
Well, you've done, when you're traveling, you know, radio interviews like you're doing today, you know, live and in person, you know, day of the gig, and you're hoping people listen, and sometimes they do, and that's why their butt's in the seat the show.
This is old school.
Old school, yeah.
I love it.
Just like that Loretta Lynn movie where they're going around, you know.
That's right. That's right, Webb.
Giving them promo vinyl in that one.
Uh-huh.
So, you're playing in the afternoon on Christmas Eve in Austin at the Heritage Boot Place.
Well, that got canceled.
Oh, heck. I was going to speculate how fun that was going to be.
Yeah, well, unless they change their mind, but the city was going to do the sidewalk kind of thing on Congress Avenue.
Okay.
And Heritage Boots says, we want to get you, Rosie. And they actually got me these amazing cowboy boots.
Turquoise, folks.
Yep. I love turquoise. My nails are normally turquoise because I have a turquoise guitar, but, you know, I have spider webs.
Wow.
And Spider-Man on my
nails.
She
is so like, done.
You can't see it, but... Because I'm going to Santa Fe for Dios de los Muertos, Day of the Dead.
Mm, and when is that?
November 1st.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I'm going on Halloween. Wow. So I've got my outfit picked out for the airplane and everything.
For the airplane?
Yeah.
So you're going to get off the plane.
Because I get off the plane at 8:30 at night, so I'll be ready to go trick-or-treating. Not really.
I was a MC, but I did a thing with the great Lyle Lovett one time.
Yeah.
And he stepped off the plane that morning, you know, in a perfect suit.
Nice.
And he somehow was still in it on stage that night and not a wrinkle on it.
Oh, he's
been
amazing.
In it all day. I mean, he's the real deal.
Just fine threads.
Yes, fine. Alligator boots.
Fine
baby.
Threads. Yeah. Speaking of fine threads, guess what I got to do yesterday?
Manuel?
Yes.
Oh!
I went up to the mountain and...
Cool.
It's like a really bad habit for me.
Did you get some embroidery?
Well, we're talking about it.
Yeah, you kind of sort of like float alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got measured, we'll put it like that. Well,
yeah. I only got to off the rack. That's how far up the Manuel Couture tree I ever got.
I've done that too.
Yeah. We like our threads, don't we?
I know. It's like a drug habit.
I was going to see if I'm not wearing the belt. Kenny Vaughn gave me a belt buckle recently. I got a text from him, and it was in my mailbox.
Yeah.
It was from the Wart Hotel in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It has a W on it.
Oh, the belt buckle?
Yeah. He thought I should have it.
Oh, because it's got the W.
Exactly. But we're drifting off topic now.
Okay, let's get off clothes and back to music and NPR.
It's really cool that you're going to be at the CMA Theater at the CMHOF here in Nashville.
I'm
Country
so
Music
excited.
Yeah.
And I love Michael McCall, so.
Oh, who don't?
We're going to be hanging out and playing songs and seeing some movies, some films.
Oh, cool.
Some videos and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I looked at that really brief video online that sort of told your story, you know, but it was a very brief one. It was like a 6-minute film.
Oh, you're talking about the little mini doc.
Yeah,
That the NEA did. Yeah.
So, two albums in the works. Your solo debut was in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how many do you even keep count? How many albums will the next album be?
I think the next album's going to be 14.
Cool.
And with the jazz will be 15. I think I have that right. But then this guy came up to me in Sweden, and he had a stack of 40 CDs that he wanted me to sign. And I realized that not only did he have all my records, he had every compilation that I either sang harmony on or played lead guitar on or did a duet on. So I said, no wonder I'm known. I'm on 40 different CDs.
Wow.
And that was, you know, a long time ago.
I thought you were going to tell me that they're all bootlegs and you were wondering about his morality. But he was just that dedicated an archivist and fan.
He was such a fan.
Wow. You going to do another song for us?
Should I?
I think you should. And
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, unless you just tuned in, this is the great Rosie Flores here with me, the great Webb Wilder.
Right.
I'm kidding about that last part.
You are great.
But I'm here. Thanks for saying so. At Riverside Revival, this is WMOT Roots Radio. Riverside Revival is where we have our new satellite studios, and it's National Public Radio Music Day. We thought it'd be a good time to wrap that around with our fall fun drive and illustrate further to you how we incorporate great artists of integrity live and in person into the recorded music we play in our various live events. We're asking for your support at WMOT.org. All we want you to do is click that donate button. Just click that donate button. Come on. And
or dial
615-898-2800. What you going to play for us?
Well, I've got two on my mind. I'm trying to think. I guess I'll play Lines. All right, here we go. Black lines on my paper, red lines in my eyes, from tears that fall down one straight line, from your doorstep back to mine. Words you cast and caught me, I hung on every line. Lines that leave me wounded now, whoever thought you'd be so unkind. Lies, lies, white lines on the highway, lines in my eyes, from tears that fall down one straight line, from your doorstep back to mine. Lines, 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 lines.
Rosie Flores here with me, Webb Wilder, at Riverside Revival and the WMOT new studio digs here, WMOT Roots Radio, on National Public Radio Music Day.
Well said.
I'm trying.
Doing good.
Words. Words is what you have to do when you talk. You know, you have to know about them, everything. It is not only National Public Radio Music Day, it's our fall fun drive at WMOT. We feel like that P word, public, is part of what we're all about, bringing people together, artists, listeners,
yeah,
you know, and the community in Nashville and in East Nashville. And we hope we've created a WMOT community. And then there are the little communities within that, like the folks that are Wired In members who attend the Wired In monthly concert series here at Riverside Revival. And then we do a weekly show at Finally Friday Live. And then we have a big old shindig once a year called Roots on the Rivers.
So much fun.
Attended and broadcast. Well, thank you.
You guys are amazing.
And so let's talk about what you're doing. Oh, so in summation of all that, that's why we're asking for donations. 615-898-2800 or go to WMOT.org and click the donate button. A lot of different levels at which you can donate. No contribution is too small. No salesman will call. Just check red, green, or natural oak. Back to our points. So you're in Nashville. Yeah. We're so glad to have you here. You've been doing a lot of cool stuff.
It.
You were at the Bluebird with Linda McCrae and Paul Birch.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be at the Country Music Hall of Fame on Sunday.
2:30 to 4. And tomorrow I'll be at the 58 Club at Eastside Bowl.
Right.
And what else am I doing? I was really excited to come here and do this.
Well, we'd like to think it's a big deal. We love having you.
This is really cool. I'm so glad I got to do this. It's special.
We love having you. And tell the folks, in case they don't know, since you have been awarded this distinction in 2024, God knows what 2025 is going to bring for you. We hope lots of good stuff.
Thank you.
National Heritage Fellowship. What is a National Heritage Fellow?
Well, it's the highest honor that the U.S. government gives any kind of artist. People like B.B. King have gotten it, Wanda Jackson, but then also Manuel, who's a tailor, has gotten it. There's a tap dancer in L.A. that got it. There's a wonderful L.A. muralist that paints big Mexican murals in the barrio in L.A., and he tries to help young kids to keep them out of gangs, to teach them how to paint. There's a woman that makes she's a Native American woman that makes beautiful quilts, and she tells the story of her ancestors and doesn't want people to forget,
She weaves a story?
Yeah, she it's more like not weaving, but
more patching together.
She's more like a patch quilt.
Yeah, but that's amazing, though.
Just beautiful. There's a woman that was from Japan that was a koto player. Phenomenal woman who was, I think, 70. And I got to see her play, and it just brought tears to my eyes.
Well, you're in good company. B.B. King and Wanda Jackson, come on.
I'm in really good company. I'm so proud to have been chosen. And there were people like, the head of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Alec Whiteman, a writer from Rolling Stone, Holly George Warren.
Love her.
And the head of the music department at Columbia University, who I never met, who wrote, all these people wrote letters saying, to the NEA why they thought I should be chosen. And lo and behold, I got in.
Every once in a while, something great can happen to you. Just keep a positive outlook like Rosie Flores does.
You gotta stay positive.
We love Holly George Warren. Of course, back to our love of threads, she wrote the How the West Was Worn book, among others.
I have it.
It's great, too. It's great. Golly, you gonna do another song for us?
I can.
We sure would love you to.
If there's time, if y'all want one, I'll go.
I'm here with Rosie Flores at Riverside Revival and WMOT Roots Radio Satellite Studio on National Public Radio Music Day. We're doing our fall fun drive, 898-2800 in the 615 area code for donations or WMOT.org. It's easy. Click the donate button. Rosie Flores.
It's easy and it's fun. Yeah. Wait, let's just make sure that's in tune.
We tune because
okay,
we care.
Okay, so this, while I'm tuning, because we do care, I wrote this song when I was sitting on my couch during the pandemic. Feeling kind of lonesome, I was all by myself for a couple years those couple years.
It was a weird time.
And I did a little, live stream.
Yep.
Live stream. But I was thinking, how am I ever going to get a date sitting on this couch all alone for all these months? And so I wish I could find me a boyfriend that could come and hang out with me. And I thought, well, maybe if I write this song, he'll come to me. And I was like, well, I'm looking for somebody, but maybe somebody's out there looking for me. So that's the title of this song, Who's Looking for Me?
Great.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little skinny-legged hillbilly, get picking, finger-licking girl. That's me, looking for a fine, looking sweet, talking hot, rodding, two-stepping man. Who's looking for me in this big old world? Well, there must be someone, someone to love. Love little old me. If dreams come true, then I ought to start dreaming. Till I find me a bebopping, hugging, loving man. Looking for a skinny-legged hillbilly, get picking, finger-licking girl. Like me, looking for a fine, looking sweet, talking hot, rodding, two-stepping man. Who's looking for me? Yeah. Had me spinning, spinning out of control, flying over the moon. But there's been a whole lot of love you today, but I'm gone tomorrow. So I better keep moving in a groove until I find somebody for me. Who wants a little skinny like a hillbilly, get picking, finger licking girl like me? Looking for a fine, looking sweet, talking hot, riding two-stepping man. Who's looking for me? And what is a San Antonio rose without a garden? I need the Texas sun to make the petals bloom. What is a twirl without a partner on a green hall dance floor? Yeah, that's swaying in his arms forevermore. So who's looking for a skinny-legged hillbilly, get picking, finger-licking girl like me? Looking for a fine, looking sweet, talking hot, riding two-stepping man. Who's looking for me? Yay, yay, yay.
Rosie Flores here with us at Riverside Revival in the WMOT studio. That was great.
Thank you.
So good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Folks, thanks for listening. You know, we are doing our fall fun drive. We're asking for support. We're listener powered. That's what it takes to keep the music you love playing. Yep. It is our great pleasure, especially on National Public Radio Music Day, to have artists like, not that there's anyone like, Rosie Flores in the studio with us making music live and to bring you all the variety we bring you and all the live shows we do for you. I'm very proud to be part of it. You know, I consider myself a pro-am radio announcer and more of a veteran musician, you know, sort of a trick musician. You pull a song out of a hat instead of a rabbit. But I'm trying, folks, and we do need your support. And look for Rosie. She's got two new albums, one with the Blue Moon Jazz Quartet, and then one that's the usual but yet different again, Chick with a Pick, Rosie Flores, singer-songwriter, guitarist, music maker thing.
Rosie
and
Flores
the Talisman.
And the Talisman. Yeah.
Are they on that record too, right?
Yeah, that's who I made it with.
And the producer is a guy that worked with the Ramones?
Yeah, Ed Stasia.
I've read his name in articles.
Yeah, he's worked with a lot of people in Living Color, and he's worked with Mick Jagger, and he's worked with the Long Riders, and all kinds of cool people.
Well, just remember us, the little people, when you hit that big time.
You think that'll ever happen?
I reckon it will.
Oh, you're sweet.
I reckon it already has. Thanks so much for listening, folks. WMOT.org. Please click the donate button or dial 615-898-2800. And remember the name, Rosie Flores.
Yes.
The American Roots Alternative. It's gotta be MOT. WMOT Roots Radio.